evening. This is another EconTechBlog.com Economic Week in Review for the week of July 3rd through 7th, 2006. My name is Jonathan Andrew Walter. Please send me all your feedback to talk@econtechblog.com. I'm reading this from Vanguard's Economic Week in Review. You can get that directly from the blog at econtechblog.com. In the week following the Federal Reserve Board's 17th consecutive interest rate hike, many analysts closely followed the economic news, looking for signs of a cooling economy and subsiding inflation threats. Reports indicated slight slowdowns in job creation, construction spending, and business activity in the manufacturing as well as non-manufacturing sectors. At the same time, though, there were increases in wages and factory orders, and the price for oil hit a new high. For the week, the S&P 500 decreased 0.3% to 1,265. The yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 1 basis point, 0.01%, to 5.13%. Construction spending in May dropped 0.4% from a downwardly revised April estimate. The decrease was due in part to weakness in private construction outlays, which fell 0.6%. Spending on private residential projects fell 0.8% for the month, though it was still 2.4% higher than the year-ago level. Meanwhile, spending on public construction in May increased 0.7%. The Institute for Supply Management, ISM, index fell a fraction of a point to 53.8 in June, the lowest reading since August 2005. Still, the figure indicated that the manufacturing economy is growing as readings above 50 signal expansion. Petroleum, tobacco, and photographic equipment were among the top performing industries for the month. The employment component of the index contracted for the first time in over a year. Results from a separate ISM survey indicated that growth is decelerating in the services sector. The ISM non-manufacturing index fell more than 3 points in June to 57.0. This is moving below the 12-month average of 59.7. In addition to business activity, new orders, employment, supplier deliveries, inventories, prices, new export orders, and imports all decreased from their May levels. The overall indication in June is continued economic growth in the non-manufacturing sector, however, at a slower pace than in May, said Anthony Neves, chair of the ISM Survey Committee. Factory orders rose higher than expected, 0.7% in May, following 2.0% drop in April. The increase was driven by demand for non-durable goods, which rose 1.6%. New orders for durable goods fell 0.2%, following a sharper 4.7% decrease in April. June's unemployment rate was unchanged from May's at 4.6%. The number of new non-farm jobs created during the month, however, fell below consensus expectations. Average hourly earnings increased $0.08 to $16.70. Most sectors recorded job growth in June, while construction and retail trade posted slight declines. As for the economic week ahead, next week's agenda of econ data includes some reports on consumer credit coming in on Monday, and the U.S. trade balance Wednesday, retail sales Friday, and business inventories also on Friday. Go check out the blog, send me your feedback. This was a quick one. Wish you a good week, and I look forward to hearing what you'd like me to talk about, what information is out there that you think would be useful as an investor to know in the econ landscape.